You're listening to SBS News.
The Formula One season gets underway in Melbourne on Sunday, but the entire weekend will include practice, qualifying and even four supercar races, sandwiched in the middle of what's become a true festival of motorsport. For Australian fans, the sight of Daniel Ricciardo wearing a new Renault uniform as he drives around the Albert Park track will be unusual. But he says it was time to move on after a long career with Red Bull.
Even the first time I put, you know, the race suit on, you know, I've worn a navy blue race suit with, you know, the Red Bulls on it since 2008, since I was a junior. So I thought putting on, different colours, different sponsors, all that would feel a bit weird. Maybe because I was prepared for it, I don't know, but it didn't. It doesn't feel strange, weird, awkward. It feels right, it feels normal.
Ricciardo made his Formula One debut in 2014 and came close to becoming the first Australian to win a home Grand Prix. He managed a second-place finish but was stripped of that honour due to a mechanical rule infringement. Local fans will be hoping he can make history this time around with his new team, and former world champion Damon Hill, who now commentates on the sport, feels he can do it.
Things happen at Melbourne. There's always an incident or something, so there's an opportunity. You just can't tell. And so competitive, a tight, twisty circuit, maybe even some weather involved. So Daniel Ricciardo is always going to be in with the shout. He's a great driver, fantastic overtaker. He's top draw, Daniel Ricciardo. So I'm really looking forward to Renault providing him with a car that he can do the business with.
The race starts at 4:10 on Sunday afternoon. The rugby league season gets underway this weekend after one of the most turbulent periods for the code. Several players have been accused of sexual assault, violence and illegal circulation of lewd material on social media during the off-season. One of the most anticipated matches of round one sees the reigning premiers, the Sydney Roosters, take on bitter local rivals South Sydney. Roosters recruit Brett Morris will play his first NRL game for the club on Friday night after his move from the Canterbury Bulldogs. Although he's never experienced the rivalry between the sides firsthand, he says he's ready to embrace it.
I think at some stage you've got to. There's a proud history here, the club, and they're probably sitting over there saying the same sort of stuff. So these are the games as a rugby league player you love being involved in and you get excited about just like everyone else.
The National Basketball League Grand Final moves back to Perth on Friday night when the Wildcats welcome Melbourne United. The defending champions will need to win at least one game in the Western Australian capital if they are to win the title again. Former NBL star Ricky Grace won four titles in Perth as a player, but he's been impressed with the way Melbourne has been able to stop Wildcat star Bryce Cotton from performing at his best.
They've figured out how to lock Bryce down. He's had his worst games against Melbourne, and I think they feel like they're starting to figure the Wildcats out. So I'm not as confident as most people are.
The best of five series is tied at one game each after both teams won their home games. In football, the FA Cup is down to the last eight teams, with four games taking place over the weekend. Watford plays Crystal Palace, Swansea takes on Manchester City, Wolves welcome Manchester United, and Millwall will take on Brighton. SBS has live coverage of the Burnley and Leicester match on Sunday morning. It's a must-win game for Burnley, which sits just 2 points above the relegation zone. And finally, in international rugby, the Six Nations tournament will be decided over the weekend. Italy and France meet in Rome in a match that won't affect the top three places, but there are three nations with a chance of taking the title. Wales can clinch the title if it beats Ireland when they meet in Cardiff. The other match sees second place England take on Scotland. Should Ireland beat Wales and England beat Scotland, England will win the championship. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.